whom when our Lord had seen, being moved with mercy upon her, he said to her, Weep not. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, I want to ask you today, who is your best friend? Maybe it is one of your schoolmates, or one of your relatives, or one of your companions from the church. You are very fortunate and blessed if you have one or more good friends. The modern world is so busy that many people, even children, do not have time for anyone except themselves anymore. Once in some TV program, the question was asked, and the question of who's your best friend was asked, and one young person answered, TV is my best friend. He might have been joking, but it is true that television, internet, smartphones, and social media have greatly reduced and even commercialized friendship. It is not any more something intimate and personal, but rather something to be shared with everybody. But today's gospel should give us a lesson that it is God who is our best friend. It tells us how Jesus went into a city called Naim. Naim still exists, being a little Arab village in northern Israel with little less than 2,000 people. And as Jesus drew near the gates of Naim, a dead young man was carried out, the only son of a widow. The poor mother was plunged in sorrow, but Jesus told her not to cry. Then coming near, Jesus made a sign to the bearers to stop, and touching the bier, he said, Young man, I say to thee, arise. And immediately the young man sat up and began to speak, a proof that his soul had returned to his body. He saw the bearers and the accompanying crowd clad in garments of mourning, and he realized that the funeral procession was his own. Our Lord gave him back to his mother, who pressed her living son to her heart and could not find words how to thank him. The people were then saying that a great prophet is risen among us. The great prophets Elias and Eliseus had also returned the dead to life, like Eliseus today in the epistle restored to life the son of the Shunammite woman. You should know, children, that Elias and Eliseus, the great prophets of the Old Testament, they were also good friends. When Elias was about to be taken to heaven, he was walking with Eliseus from Galgal and asked Eliseus to stay behind. But Eliseus refused to leave his friend. And when Elias was taken to heaven by a fiery chariot and fiery horses, Eliseus, who was left behind, cried and rent his garments. So it is good, children, if you have a good friend who helps you and prays for you and for whom you pray and who shares your joys and sorrows. But it is Jesus who is your true and best friend, and also your closest friend, because you receive him in Holy Communion. I'll tell you a little story about Jesus' friendship. A young man of noble birth was living a very irresponsible life, and thereby he gradually lost all his money and his whole fortune. One evening he lost his very last money by gambling. He then gave into rage and curses and blasphemies. And on his way home he was met with an accident and was bedridden. hovering between life and death. But neither the misfortune which had befallen him or the imminent danger in which he was, neither of these changed his mind. This young man blasphemed even more, and one day, in the presence of his faithful servant, he exclaimed, "God is glad about my ruin. Let him damn me." In order not to provoke him even more, the servant answered nothing, but went away. After a while, the servant returned and said, "Sir, your best friend is here and wishes to say you his last goodbye. Do you want to see him?" The dying man was surprised and thought the thing over and then asked, "My best friend, who is it? Let him come in." The servant took a crucifix from his pocket, put it before the sick man on the bed and said, "Behold, my Lord, he who is hanging here on the cross for you, he is your best friend." Quite taken aback, the impoverished and dying young man looked first at his servant and then for a long time at the crucifix. Silently the servant walked out, and when he re-entered the sick room after a while, he found his master in tears. They were tears of contrition, which were for his salvation. So children, let Jesus be your best friend. Think how happy you were when you were created and met your family, and think how sad you would be if your mother or father would die, and then Jesus would come and bring your mother or father back to life. How much you would thank him and promise to remain thankful for him forever. But in fact, each morning Jesus has resurrected you, your mother, your father, your siblings, and your friends back to life. Jesus has retained you from day to day. I hope you have remembered to thank him often in your prayers, and if you have not, remembered from now on to do so every day. And the best thing is that Jesus has not only made you, he has made you to become a citizen in heaven. If any of your friends is not a Catholic, if you are truly his friend, you should remind him, like the servant reminded his dying young master, that he is meant to go to heaven as well, and that by dying on the cross, Jesus has proved to be the best possible friend there can be. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.